Welcome to Loud House Podcast, episode 17. This is my third one already for today. I'm Dominic, your host today, and I am here with Peter Jackson. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, man. Living a dream.
So you said you're from Tech City, right?
Yes, sir.
So like you and you live in a now in Louisiana now, right?
No. I live in Lake Jackson.
Oh, Lake Jackson. My phone. I'm tripping. And then you drive all the way over here.
Hey, man, I got a feature on the podcast. My dog, Dominic.
Hey, it is what it is. I mean, hopefully you could come back more often because, I mean, we need a few basketball gurus here and there, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, for sure. I'm always down.
Unless we get rolling in here, then I definitely need you to come over.
Hey, if we get rolling in here, we all three need to be here.
Oh, yeah. No, we're gonna make fun of him, how he's a LeBron fan, but it's all of a sudden... His favorite team is the Miami Heat.
Right, all of a sudden, in the past 2 hours, he's been a Miami Heat fan.
I'm so, like, every time I look at it, I'm like, bro, like, do you just seriously just, like, when you see Jimmy Butler just started going off, and then you're like, yeah, I'm a Miami Heat fan now. What?
Like, I respect Jimmy Butler. He goes off, you know what I'm saying? He has his great days. He has his days that people consider him a superstar, but I'm not going to change my team. I'm not going to be a Miami Heat fan.
Exactly. I mean, Miami is my second favorite team, but I'm always going to go for the Rockets no matter what.
Exactly.
I'm happy that the Heat is going farther. I'm cheering for them all the way now since I already know what's going on over there in the Western Conference. I'm crying in my sleep at this point for the Rockets. No, I'm just playing now, but
it sounds about right for Rockets fans right now because y'all's coach is the reason that y'all are losing. Your coach plays 8 men, mm-hmm. and Daniel House is out now, mm-hmm. and he's still not rotating any other people in the game.
Nope. And that's the thing that I'm just like, I don't like. I never liked Mike D'Antoni when he first started, when he was with the Rockets. I started believing when... You know, leaving in his system when they had Chris Paul, we almost beat the Warriors, and then Chris Paul got hurt.
But see, y'all had Chris Paul, and Chris Paul is a facilitator. Chris Paul can slow and speed up the game when he needs to do. He knows what he needs to do. His IQ is through the roof, almost up there with LeBron, I would say. So that's why I was happy when Chris Paul came to the Thunder. Now, did I think we were going to make the playoffs? Probably not. I didn't think so. But when we made it, and we took the Rockets to 7. I thought we were going
to
win.
After that, I was like, OKC took us to 7. I was like, you know, I kind of thought that was going to go 7. I thought it was going to go 6 or 7. I was surprised that it took up 2-0 lead already. We won 2 games in a row, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, this is a sweep.
It's a sweep.
Like, I was like, I don't know about that one. Chris Paul is a really good player. I don't think he's going to let a sweep happen to him.
See, Chris Paul can't get swept. It's not happening. I mean, the young players in the Thunder, I give it to them. Their heart. And they was hustling.
George was a really good player.
I didn't even know his name before this series. And that's my team. So, that's not good.
I know. Like, I was like, you know, I was just sitting there telling everybody, like, you know, I was like, yeah, it's 2 games. And I'm like, it would be really sweet if the Rockets do win. I don't hate Chris Paul. Whatsoever, but you know, it's kind of be like, you know, you do need Harden type of thing. But then after what they went through game 7, it's like, no, Harden needs Chris Paul
for sure. Harden definitely needs Chris Paul, but I am elated that Billy Donovan got fired because Chris Paul should have shot the free throw at the end of the game and he should have had the ball in his hands. I can't even begin to explain what is going on in my hair right now.
Go ahead and explain, sir.
All right, so Steven Adams had a wide open lane to go hit the layup to win the game or tie it up to go to OT. Billy Donovan's plays that he draws up are not effective. They're not effective. It just angers me that my team has a coach like this.
Yeah, and not anymore now. They both parted ways now.
I'm glad that he got fired.
Now, for me, it's like, we're not even thinking about firing Mike D'Antoni. You know, Mike D'Antoni is considering, I might sign the contract. I'm gonna consider, you know, signing the contract or not, whether or not he wants to sign it or not. Daryl Morey, I hate this. I hate Daryl Morey. I'm sorry if anybody is Houston fans or anything like that, but as a basketball player, as how I when I played, we played. You know, you play grit, grind. You play with heart. You don't play by stats. You never play by stats, and that's what Daryl Morey is.
And see, Daryl Morey, he's committed with Mike D'Antoni for the small ball. Y'all aren't going to win a championship like that.
No,
you can't win a championship with a 7-8-man rotation. It's
going to get everybody tired.
Exactly. It's almost impossible. You got Tyson Chandler on the bench.
Oh, my – bro, I've been saying this the whole entire time, bro. You know what?
Like,
we picked up Tyson Chandler for no reason.
Like, he's never played. He has 0 minutes.
I was going to get his jersey because he's one of my favorite players, bro. And I was like – I was so pumped that Rockets got him. And we don't even play him. I was like, so what is he there for? Emotional support?
It's crazy to me that Mike D'Antoni sits on the bench, watches his team getting beat 44 points in the paint in the first half by the Lakers and didn't not once think, maybe we should put Tyson Chandler in. He old, but he's 7 foot.
Yeah.
You know,
he'll do something. He's a great defender.
Exactly. Let him give somebody a breather and get some fouls or something. Yeah. Rough somebody up, something.
Yeah, I know, like it's and then we have that rookie that they said the Brazilian KB, bro.
Don't play him either.
We don't even put him in. You know, I'm like, bro, like we traded for him to get him,
and don't play him. Mike D'Antoni. I've been saying that though. Even when they had Chris Paul, they were playing Chris Paul, James Harden,
yeah,
Trevor Ariza, Capella. And that's.
But that was the time that I believed in the team because it was like. Bro, like, we had heart.
Exactly.
We had heart.
Chris Paul brings that level of maturity to the team. Like, we're not going to win if we don't have heart. We're not going to win if we don't hustle.
The only person that has heart, P.J. Tucker.
P.J. Tucker.
He's a mature person.
Exactly. And Russell.
And Russell, a little bit. I mean, he's a great leader, but he's like, you're not going to, you know, he's not going to say anything to Harden. I know PJ is going to say something.
PJ will say something. Russell, I mean, he kind of can't say anything in his position because he just came into the team. He just got there. He knows it's Harden's team. He had to give up the team. You know what I'm saying? He had to give up being, it's my team.
Yeah.
He had to let Harden take over the team.
And but, I like Russell. I said that. In this beginning, everybody's going to hate me. If anybody listens to me that's a Houston fan or anything in general, right? I said at the beginning, trade Harden.
Hey, what? Me too.
I was saying that the whole entire time because it's like, at that time, I was like, he's going to go too far into the playoffs to a point it's going to be mentally drying and like draining him. That to a point he's going to give up. And look what he's doing right now.
Giving up. Him and Westbrook, though, right now, both look defeated. But before this season, I've been saying trade James Harden, and everybody looks at me crazy. But James Harden will take you to the playoffs, but he's not going to elevate you to the championship. He'll take you to the playoffs every single year.
I said I don't care. Let's trade for Jimmy Butler for Harden, and I'm like, and that makes the team right there because you know Jimmy Butler is going to bring that team chemistry right into there.
Exactly.
Everybody's going to be working.
Jimmy Butler's going to bring that heart. He's going to bring that hustle. And he's going to make the players around him want to hustle more. Look what he did with the Miami Heat this season alone, just this season.
They below average 500 team last year. And he made him into a conference finals.
Almost swept Giannis. And the only game that the Bucks won, Giannis went out in the second quarter and Chris Middleton had the game of his life.
Yeah.
He was unconscious that day.
He was just walking up, pull up. Didn't care if it was contested, pull up.
Bang. Exactly.
So, like, you know, that was just a big game for the Bucks, but that's the Giannis question comes in a little bit later.
Okay,
you
know, Giannis coming later. All right.
But It frustrates me as a Rockets fan when we had Patrick Beverley, Trevor Ariza, we had Clint Capella, we had heart, we had hardworking team.
Exactly. Patrick Beverley, as low as he is on my scale of point guards in the NBA, he has good defense and he has hustle. He has. That's the only reason Joakim Noah is still in the league today, because he hustles.
Yeah. It's contagious.
Exactly.
And to have that, it's contagious because, like, not a lot of people don't understand. They think shooting threes is better than playing defense, which it's crazy. It's mind-boggling me because it's like, bro, like, do you understand, like, the best defensive teams wins championships.
Exactly. Exactly. Like you can't be in the league and live and die by the three. Like even when the Warriors went on their championship runs,
number one defensive team.
Exactly. They didn't live and die by the three. When they wasn't getting three balls, they were throwing it down to Draymond. Mm-hmm. They were driving with Iggy, mm-hmm. and then when they had KD, KD was going to the rack mid ranges. Now they were a great 3-point shooting team. But they didn't live and die by the three ball.
They shoot 58 three-pointers in a game.
And miss 56 of them. Like,
yeah, it's like it frustrates me as a Rockets fan because Daryl Morey is telling Mike D'Antoni, follow these stats. Follow this. Three-point is more than two-pointers. And it's easier. And then layups, you have a higher percentage of layups. I was like, yeah, you're right about that.
Like, the stats are right. That's factual information. But to me, Daryl Morey doesn't know the game of basketball enough to be a GM. Mm-hmm. Like, he sees, you know, threes are better than twos, obviously. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't realize, like...
But he doesn't realize this. You ready for this? This is what I always say. So, okay. You can shoot a three, right? Make it. Boom. Okay. Come down court, the other team makes a layup. Okay, you're still in the lead, right? 3-2, right? But then you come back down, you shoot a three again, you miss it, boom, you grab the rebound, they come back and make another layup. They're in the lead now, 4-3. You took two shots, you missed one, and they took two shots and missed none.
They took two high percentage shots. Mm-hmm. Layups are the highest percentage shot in the league. Yeah. Layups and dunks. Mm-hmm. So if you're out there shooting 10 threes and only making three of them, you're making 9 points. But if they're shooting 10 layups and making nine of them, it's 18 to 9. They're doubling your score right there.
So, like, that just...
The life of a Rockets fan. The life of a Rockets fan.
It's very frustrating for me. But, you know, at the same time, I hope Mike D'Antoni doesn't come back. And I hope Tim Fertitta, I think he's somewhere just buying another restaurant in the middle of Texas or something like that.
Hey, Tillman Fertitta not going to sell the team.
And I was like, huh?
Tillman Fertitta's not going to sell the team.
No, I'm saying he's buying a restaurant somewhere, not even worried about basketball.
He don't even care about the Rockets. He just bought them for the revenue.
Yeah, it's like, I bought them. I'm just going to keep them the same way it is.
Right. When Houston fans, they're going to buy our jerseys regardless. Okay. They're going to come to the games regardless. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Houston. No, I just had the discussion with my boy Matthew just recently. We always support Houston no matter what. Because, like, you know, he said Houston till I drown or something like that. Like,
it's time till I drown.
It's time till I drown. And it's like, that's the mentality that we have. We're always going to support him no matter what's going on. That seat, the seat's going to be filled no matter what the record it is. If we go 1-81... That seats are gonna be filled. The seats are gonna be filled
for sure. Just like the diehard Lakers fans when they had Tyreek Black and
Jeremy Lin
and all them. It was still the Staples Center was still full.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like that I don't know. It's very frustrating because I miss the grit and grind of the Rockets. I mean, we had Tracy McGrady, but then we also had Shane Battier, Louis Scola.
Exactly. Aaron Brooks, Kyle Lowry. Yeah, they were hustling.
Kyle Lowry was like,
what? If they said, if
he had Rocco at that time too, like,
if the Rockets, the whole team would watch James Harden dive on the floor for the ball one time in the game, They're gonna go crazy. They're gonna hustle. They're gonna be uplifted by, oh, our superstar player is diving on the ball. Hey, but he's diving on the floor.
Just at the pile, like in the bottom of the pile. Now I want to play defense.
Exactly. Exactly.
No one gets excited if Harden just does a little, you know, between the legs, step back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, left hand shot, bang.
I mean the team's clapping, but I mean.
That doesn't give me pump. I mean, if you break somebody, everybody's. If you look at him like he did with what's his name from the Clippers? I'm trying to remember his name. The light skinned dude.
Oh,
When he did a little step back and he just made him fall and he just looked at him.
Wesley Johnson,
there you go. And he just pulled up. Man, everybody was going nuts after that.
Exactly, but...
You know, I mean, at first, our defense was really... Like, they said that our defense went from, like, subpar, like, not even average. Like, we were just on the bottom, to the number one defense in the bubble. And I'm like, huh?
I don't see that. Now, their defense is okay when they want to try. But the problem is, you can't only play defense when you want to. You have to play defense every possession down the floor if you want to win.
Exactly.
The style that they're playing, if you want to win, your defense has to be exceptional.
If Harden starts playing defense, right, and he just, like, locked down people, you know how crazy fast the Rockets would be in the fast breaks?
Exactly. And they got Westbrook to run out there.
And we have the small ball lineup.
Exactly.
The small ball only works if you're a great defensive team. That's what that's with Miami Heat. The small ball lineup works when they get down, get dirty. Let's play defense.
Exactly.
And then, you know, that's the only way the small ball is going to work. I mean, you look at the Miami Heat. Who else I'm thinking about? You also look at the Boston Celtics. But sometimes they put in centers. Sometimes here.
Yeah, I mean. But even when they have the centers, they have JT at the four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's still small ball. To me, that's still considered small ball.
Yeah, considered small ball. And then, but yeah, no, that's the only way that small ball is gonna win games if just everybody's like, all right, let's go.
Let's play some defense.
I don't even care like what Jimmy Butler's doing. I don't even care if I score 40 points. I'll score 13. Everybody else scores good. Like. Last game was against the Bucks. They had 8 people score double-digit points. So it's like
it's selfless basketball. It's Greg Popovich.
That's what I'm about to say.
It's vintage Spurs basketball. It's move the ball around. Move the ball around. Layup.
They had a problem. San Antonio now has a problem because they have a Marcus Aldridge that wants the ball all the time, and they have DeMar DeRozan
who also needs the ball.
Like and, at that time, that when everybody had the system, where they believed in the system, Tim Duncan didn't want to score 20, 40 points a game.
Tim Duncan could care less if he had 5 points a game.
As long as he gets 20 rebounds, he's fine with that.
As long as they just want to win. They wanted to win. Yeah. They believed in Greg Popovich's system. I don't see why the people now don't believe in his system. It won Tim Duncan 5 championships.
And Kawhi is the reason why he's Kawhi today.
Exactly. Because if Greg Popovich would have never cultured and made Kawhi the player he is today.
That's the reason why I hate
who wouldn't know Kawhi.
When they say that the San Antonio Spurs is very boring because they don't have anybody that's dunking or all that stuff. And I'm like, bro, like y'all understand that they're like kind of like the Patriots.
Exactly.
You hate them so much because either one, they're boring, or two, you hate them because they keep winning.
Exactly.
You can't do nothing about it because one, they're fundamentally sound. You can't break them off of that. And two, you just hate them because they just winning.
Exactly. That's kind of like how the Cowboys fans hate my Green Bay Packers. Every time we meet, we keep winning. Hey, I had to throw one. I didn't say, I'm not talking about the Rockets bad. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I can applaud the Rockets on a couple of things that they're doing. Late game, if the game is close, they will actually play defense.
Mm-hmm.
They will look aware.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason they beat the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy Donovan, but...
Yep, and Billy Donovan.
I mean, Billy Donovan's a little slow, but other than that, they played great defense at the end. James Harden actually played defense.
He got that block on Luke Dort.
Exactly. And when the Rockets watched him play that defensive possession, when Billy Donovan drew up that play out of bounds, they played great defense on that inbounds play.
That's the reason why they got that steal against Steven Adams.
Exactly. Game. That's why we didn't even get a shot attempt.
But we need to do that from the tip off.
From the tip off. If y'all did it from the jump, y'all be up on the Lakers right now.
But you know why we don't play defense? Because, like you said, we have a 7-man
roster.
and just that's it. You know, like you don't get that much rest.
You, after a while. Exactly. And if you're playing defense, you're not gonna have your legs up under you to shoot the basketball.
So speaking of that, you know, talking about Giannis, you know, because like, you know, everybody was like complaining about Giannis not playing that much minutes there because the coach says 30 minutes, that's it. That's all he gets. I was like, that's one way to kind of be a superstar. That's one way to kind of carry your team to the promised land.
I believe Giannis is a regular season superstar.
Like James Harden.
Just like James Harden. He's not a... He can't be considered a superstar until he carries his team somewhere.
Yep.
Like this series against the Heat, he got frustrated when they lost.
Yeah.
He was rubbing his head on the sideline, getting mad.
Yeah.
You like to see that because you expect the next game that he's going to come out and try to dominate.
Oh, yeah.
The next game, hey, I'm going to sit out. What? Why?
Yeah.
If you're the star player, they're not going to win without you. The only reason they won in game two without you, or the second game y'all won, or the first game. The only reason they won the one game y'all won.
They were up 3-0.
So the only reason they won game four without you is because Chris Middleton went crazy.
Yeah. And the thing is like I heard somebody said, they're like, you cannot just have their main scorer just dunking.
Exactly.
You can't have that main scorer to be just dunking because... Guess what happens if that main scorer gets shut down?
Nobody else is going to score. Exactly. You can't be one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. Just like the Rockets. Giannis isn't going to win a championship just running to the hoop and trying to dunk the ball. Run to the goal, trying to lay the ball up. I applaud him for trying to work on his three-point shot in the offseason. But if you do one skill per season,
you're never going to be great.
You're never going to be where you could be in the end.
See, like... I thought, you know, one day that, because you know how crazy he would be if he got a fadeaway jump shot?
The midi, like Dirk?
Oh my God, bro. You know how crazy that would be? A Kevin Garnett, but faster.
But stronger. Bigger, stronger, faster. That's crazy.
Think about that. Like, if he was able to have a mid-range jump shot and just fade away and just, like a KD, like, just, you're so tall. They
just shoot over you? It would be crazy.
That's the reason why, I mean, everybody hates this concept, you know, this thing when I say KD is kind of like up there. Because no, who can guard him?
See, I'm still going to go with LeBron over KD.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But, every day. But you got to give the man props.
KD is up there. Mm-hmm. He's arguably one of the greatest players of all time.
And everybody hates it when they say, well, he didn't deserve those two rings. And I'm like, well, LeBron didn't deserve his two rings either.
See,
with the Miami Heat.
See, my team is the Thunder. So I was hurt when KD left. But a basketball connoisseur, I'm still watching.
Yeah.
And without KD, the Warriors wouldn't have won them two rings.
No.
So everybody's you got to give KD the credit because he carried them to the two rings.
Because think about it. Because, like, I don't know how mentally broken you would be if you were 73-19. And you lost the 3-1 lead after that.
What?
You know how broken mentally they would have been?
Like, it doesn't matter what we do in the regular season. We're just going to lose anyway.
Because, like, you think about it. KD joined on the team with the 73-9 Warriors. But did they win back 73-9?
No, they exactly. didn't. Because KD had to lead them because they were so...
What's that?
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, that's I try to give them that example, but then everybody's like, well, that doesn't make sense. Or
it doesn't matter.
He's a snake.
I mean,
and I'm like, bro, like, okay, yeah, all right, yeah. It was a bad decision that, you know, he went to the Warriors.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't hate on a man for that, man. Like, if he wants to win, shoot. If you're playing basketball.
Hey, if I'm in the league.
And you want to go to the freaking Lakers.
And
they trade you, or you're a free agent, and you're one of the best basketball players ever.
I'm going to LA. I'm going to the place where I can win a championship the easiest.
No, I have a different mindset. I'd be like, you know, after I go from the team, if I win a championship, I'm going to a team that needs a championship.
Yes, after I win a championship, because I say LeBron's probably the greatest player of all time.
Sounds fair.
So. People say, they always bring up rings. Well, LeBron has three rings. He's 3-6 in the finals, or whatever they may the case may be about the rings. So now that
if everybody makes rings the GOAT, then
Bill Russell is 11.
Yeah, it's so mean.
But so LeBron got 3.
Mm-hmm.
If he had 6, people would still bring up another reason to say Michael Jordan the GOAT.
Yep.
Whatever, whatever. But without rings, you can never argue that KD is one of the best players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are always going to say, well, he doesn't have a ring yet.
Yep.
Just like Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. People don't say he's the best player in the league because he doesn't have a ring.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
James Harden. He's a good scorer. He's up there, but you can't say he's the best player in the league. He don't have a ring.
I mean,
he chokes in the playoffs.
He is the best player in the league. Don't get me wrong. But the only reason why he can score 36 points per game is because
his free throws. He shoots 20 free throws.
Not just free throws. He shoots like probably like about like I don't know like 35 shots a game. So you know, of course you're gonna get 36.
Of course you're gonna exactly.
They're just giving you like here.
Shoot the ball.
Do what you gotta do. Like yeah, of course, but no, like I hate the KD slander and everything like that. But we're also talking about like you know the GOATs and stuff like that for LeBron. I tell this to everybody, right? Everybody hate, like, everything I say, they're always like, bro, what the hell are you saying? But they just don't see, like.
They don't listen.
They don't listen because, like, one, they're one-minded. So they don't see both sides whatsoever.
Exactly. They want to be right. And if you have anything that's not in their repertoire or what they're trying to say, it's wrong.
I don't know if you agree with this opinion. What I'm about to say is that 90s defense is weaker than now's defense.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, you want to know why? So here's my reason. You ready? 90s defense, where everybody says you have hand checking. You never did have hand checking. You can look at Jimmy High Roller's videos when he did it. He actually went and proved it that there was actually fouls where they showed hand signals of saying, this is hand checking, right? They called that as a foul. They never let that happen, okay? Second, what did they had? Compared to, so you look at 1990s, or you look at 95, 96, what the Bulls are playing, right? And you look at, let's say, the best Warriors team, right, when they go to the playoffs. Who do you think is a better defense team right there? The Warriors or the Bulls?
See, I'm going to go with, I agree with that statement.
Okay.
The reason I agree with that statement is because in the 90s, there was no zone.
Exactly.
There was no zone defense.
That's what I was trying to get at, where you were trying to say.
Michael Jordan is going one-on-one every play.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to the basket.
It's like Harden going one-on-one.
Exactly.
Right now.
And when the Pistons beat him up, they literally changed the rules of the game.
Yep.
So Michael Jordan could win.
Yep.
Like, and if you watch some of his old highlights,
because,
you know, I like to watch highlights.
Yep.
If you watch some of Michael Jordan's highlights, you see him going to the bucket so easily.
Yeah.
It's crazy that people think.
And everybody's like, well, back in my day, if you're going to get hit, you're going to get gut-wrenched when you
right.
get in the paint.
Back
now,
in my
I
day.
Every single play Michael Jordan that got fouled on, it's like.
A slap on the wrist.
Like, what?
Like, back in my day, no blood, no foul. No! That was not.
I would understand if it was the 80s, because them.
The 80s defense is, that's pretty intense.
Yeah.
But 90s defense, when Jordan went on 2 3-peats.
They wanted to keep their superstars.
The
Have
defense.
Have you ever seen Michael Jordan hurt?
No.
Exactly. So
and
you're talking
flu
about,
game or food poisoning game,
mm-hmm.
whichever one you want to call it, he's dropping more than players now,
yeah.
because the defense is so.
Think about Dikembe Mutombo. Think about Shaquille O'Neal. Think about all of them players. If they were able to play zone, you know how crazy that would be.
Shaq would have 30 championships right now if he could play zone. What? He'd still be playing today.
Just think about it, because that's the statement that I always say, but then people are always like, no. Like, no. I'm like, no, like, I see both sides, no matter what. I see what LeBron goes through, 3-6, man. He's in the hardest era right now.
Exactly.
Because they're playing zone, and you got some teams that are, they're talking about that this is not physical. No, it's
physical.
It's physical.
You got to think about LeBron came in league.
Hold on for a few seconds. We're going to go back and we're going to come back from break. That was our ad from Anchor. But back to the conversation that we were talking about LeBron saying, you know, he went 3-6. And I understand why LeBron went 3-6 in the hardest year. But go ahead, Peter.
LeBron, you got to think about it. LeBron came in the league in what, 03?
Yeah.
With Melo and them?
Actually, when 03 happened, that's when they started putting zone defense. Or no, it was a year before zone defense came in.
Yes, and you see what he did in his first year. He carried a team of crackheads, as I like to say, to the finals. Now, did they win? No. But who would win? I mean, put anybody else in that position with that Cavs team? Nobody. I can't think of any player in basketball history that's going to win that championship with that Cavaliers team.
No one. If Allen Iverson would have won championships with that team, that would have been something. Like, yes. The Lakers, the dominant Lakers, yes. That's on. Then we would not talk about Allen. I mean, he is the GOAT. Not the GOAT, yeah. But like he's up there.
He's up there. He's good.
But just imagine if he did win against.
If he did win against Lakers, he'll be higher ranked.
Oh yeah,
people will talk about him more.
Yeah, but I can't think. I mean, Michael Jordan couldn't do it.
MJ would never have won any ring without Scottie.
And Dennis Rodman. Think about it.
I like to say without Scottie because without Scottie and Rodman.
But think about it. Who was doing the dirty work the whole entire time?
Dennis.
The rebounds all the
Dennis,
time.
Exactly. For sure.
So, like, if you don't have Dennis Rodman.
You don't have
that heart and soul of that
exactly.
team. That's what I say with everything. Like,
it's crazy that people think, like, oh, well, Jordan carried the team on his back. Jordan won the championship. When Jordan left, the Bulls still made it to the finals. They still made it to the playoffs.
They were actually the number three seed, I think, at the time.
They still made the play. Number three seed after the supposed GOAT leaves the team? That's crazy. But LeBron left that Cavs team. They down the drain. Kevin Love's still there.
I was about to say their best player is Kevin Love, and their second best player is Chetty Osmond.
Exactly.
I like Colin Sexton, but Chetty Osmond is the
exactly.
best.
Exactly. And LeBron's playing in the hardest era. He had to play with the 07 Celtics with Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, KG.
Yeah, that was
they crazy. Had, you know, 2010 Kobe.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's crazy the teams that he had to
with Ben Wallace and Chauncey Billups.
Thank you, Tayshaun Prince.
They got the San Antonio Spurs with Tim Duncan, Tony Parker,
Manu Ginobili, the greatest sixth man to ever play the game. Yeah, come on now.
And also, he had to play against Dirk Nowitzki and Mavericks at that time in 2011.
Now, okay,
that was a very heart and soul team, though.
That was a great gritty team. That's a great example of grit, grind, defense wins championships, because that team looked horrible on paper.
They had an alcoholic at point guard.
They had an old alcoholic J Kidd. They had aging Dirk. They had the Jet at the age of 65 on the court.
They had Tyson Chandler when he was young.
See, they had Tyson Chandler bringing in the defense, grit, grind. So, I mean, that team looked horrible on paper, though.
Mm-hmm.
But the heart and soul cared, just like the Thunder this year. Yeah. They looked
horrible.
Horrendous.
I don't like Danilo Gallinari as a player in general.
Back in 2011 when he played for the Nuggets.
Oh, no, he was cold.
He was cold. But now, he doesn't have any.
For me, I you're 6'11".
Do something. He does go to the paint.
You just shoot threes.
He doesn't have any drive to get better. And
you don't play defense. First of all.
First and foremost, he's not playing any defense. But he doesn't have drive to get better. He's played in the league so long, he's like, well, it's worked this far. Might as well keep going. Mm-hmm. Just like Giannis. That's how I feel about Giannis. Giannis doesn't have the work ethic to become an all-around superstar.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't he wants to get better, obviously, because he wants to win a championship.
Yeah.
But I feel like he wants to win a championship the way he plays right now. I'm going to go to the rack, one dribble, spin move,
layup. Everybody says that this is going to be the new. Now, he did change it. I mean, at first, the pioneer of the power forward and centers is Kevin Garnett.
Oh, yes.
Able to dribble the ball able to shoot, able to. He started the stretch four, right? And then Giannis comes in. And he starts, oh, centers could dribble now. Because think about it, because you needed somebody fast enough to go guard Giannis.
Exactly.
And they found somebody fast enough. And that was Bam Adebayo when he
exactly.
only 13% the field goal percent.
Exactly. They finally found a
– Every time that he guarded him. So, but like, yeah. So, like, you know, it like, you got to put a small forward that's 6'9", can jump out of the building, and that's it. Like, I mean, think about it. Like, if you put LeBron, Miami Heat LeBron against Giannis – right now, that's insane. Giannis is not winning.
Yeah, that's not happening. It's not happening.
He's not guarding LeBron, first and foremost.
He's not. Giannis isn't guarding LeBron, LA LeBron. Yeah, he's not guarding this year LeBron.
He's not even guarding Jimmy Butler.
And Jimmy Butler. Oh, my goodness. That was my biggest pet peeve this whole series. Now, I was going for the Heat, but that's not my team. So, I was watching the games, analyzing the analyzing the players and how they played. Why is Giannis, first and foremost, the defensive player of the year?
He's not a good perimeter defense. I keep telling everybody.
And the best player on the team, the only player on the team, really, not guarding the Heat's best player, Jimmy Butler.
I mean, imagine if he was a great perimeter defense. He's not a perimeter defense.
Exactly. They got Splash Mountain to guard Bam. They don't need Giannis to guard Bam. Because Bam gonna get Giannis fouled out too quickly.
And so, like it's like it frustrates me because like everybody's like he's a defensive player of the year, and I was like, you know, there should be a different type of defensive player of the year because you can get players that blocks a lot. Now, Rudy Gobert is a great defensive player.
Rudy Gobert,
but he's a center, but he can't do nothing else. That's
exactly
it. His defense.
Exactly.
You expect Giannis
to be a perimeter
defense. Hakeem was a perimeter defender.
And Hakeem,
well.
7'2". Hakeem, what?
It just boom, 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 layup.
Exactly.
And then he blocked shots, and then he got steals.
But Giannis's footwork isn't half as good as Hakeem's was.
No, it was not.
Hakeem probably got top three footwork all time.
Number one.
Like.
He's number one.
Kobe footwork good.
Oh, no. Don't
Kobe footwork
wrong.
Good.
Hey, don't
but
get
Hakeem. Who you think taught him?
You can't stop that.
Exactly.
He was playing against the toughest center era. That was the toughest like era for centers. Shaq, David Robinson.
It's crazy. Like
Karl Malone, bro. They had
bro,
all these
David
players,
Robinson.
They had all these players guarding him, and he just I'll drop 30.
Exactly. I'll drop 40 today. I think like it was a.
I'll drop 34. I'll get 20 rebounds and 3 blocks today.
His footwork was
like 2 steals.
Exactly. His footwork was impeccable. Like
with a 70% field goal percentage.
Exactly.
It's like
the dream shake and the sky hook are the only two moves that I can see in NBA history that are unstoppable. The dream shake and the sky hook. I mean, you could argue the turnaround jumper, but that's still guardable.
Yeah,
it doesn't go in every time.
People
you can predict.
You have to be really good when turnaround jumpers. You got to be able to fake them out with your shoulders.
You got to sell the shimmy.
I used to do that a lot, and having a turnaround jumper, people are going to still be able to. If you have a good defender, they're going to still contest that, and you got to be able to have that high arc and that good focus to drain that. And that's what Kobe had.
Exactly.
And that's what Michael Jordan had. So it's like you know that's the reason why it was really deadly because. No matter how much you can test.
How much you could test, that's still going in.
Yeah. So, but, no, like, I don't know, man. The Hakeem's footwork is just crazy.
Top three for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We have to pause a little bit. So, you know, we're starting back again now. So, we just finished up about the Hakeem and Olajuwon debate, or not debate, but. You know, talking about who's the top footwork, but right now, kind of, we're gonna go ahead and talk about our playoff predictions. And I want to. Okay, we already know who's gonna be in the Western Conference Finals. It's LA and LA. Okay, that's no brainer. The most important game, the most exciting game, is the Miami Heat versus Boston Celtics. I want to hear your opinion about this one, Peter.
All right, so I've been struggling with who I'm gonna pick. Because on Boston's side of the floor, they have a lot of weapons. They got Jaylen Brown, who can shoot lights out if he's on. They got Marcus Smart, who is every bit of what Patrick Beverley thinks he is. You got Kemba. Now, Kemba's off. He's in a slump right now. But if they can bring back UConn Kemba, Charlotte Kemba, it's scary. They're scary if they're clicking on all cylinders. And the Heat, you know, they got Jimmy, who gonna give you buckets every night.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy. And they got Bam.
G-Stems forgets.
Exactly. And they got Bam. Bam, he gonna give you bucks every night. He gonna play hard, get you a rebound.
Tyler Hero's gonna get you buckets every night.
And see, for the Heat, they have to rely on what their rookie's gonna do. What's Tyler Hero gonna do?
No.
What's Goran Dragic gonna do? He's not a rookie, but what's Goran gonna do?
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, if Jimmy Butler feels like no one's clicking, Jimmy Butler takes.
He gonna take over.
Like he did with it against the Bucks.
Yes.
Like he said he shot a few shots. He's like, yeah, I'm not gonna take over this game.
I might get 40 tonight.
And they're like, we don't care.
Okay, go ahead. But the difference between the Celtics and the Bucks is Giannis wasn't guarding Jimmy. Giannis shied away from that for whatever reason. Giannis wasn't guarding Jimmy. Jason Tatum gonna guard Jimmy Butler.
But you think Jason Tatum could guard Jimmy Butler though?
I think he gonna do better than
Giannis.
The Bucks did.
Oh yeah.
At containing Jimmy.
Yeah.
No, but you're not gonna contain Jimmy Butler. Just like you're not gonna contain Jason Tatum.
He's gonna score 13, and that 13 points could mean a lot.
Exactly.
He's not gonna score 30. It's not gonna be like Devin Booker 70 points.
Exactly. He's not gonna be dropping 50 points for nothing. He could drop 20 points, but that's the most meaningful 20 points that the Miami Heat needed.
He might drop 2 points, and that's the game winner right there.
Exactly. You know? I mean, it's not gonna happen, but it could.
Yeah,
it could. So, after thinking about it, I'm gonna have to go with the Heat over the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Western Conference, I'm going with LA, the Lake Show. Word to my homie Cam, the Lake Show.
I'm a Kawhi Leonard fan as well. But the problem is, Kawhi is holding down that team.
Exactly.
Pandemic P is not doing so well right now.
Hey, George Paul. He's not doing anything right now. Okay.
So like, I don't see Clippers winning.
Well, okay. Let me rephrase that. He wasn't doing anything in that first series. Now he just dropped 32 the other day.
Yeah.
And Kawhi went 2 for 11, or no, 1 for 7 in the fourth quarter. The last two fourth quarters, I think Kawhi had 5 points.
Oof.
In the last two fourth quarters of the Nuggets games.
Mm-hmm.
He had 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
So I think playoff P is taking over right now.
Mm-hmm. Now just imagine that they both mesh.
Now if they're both clicking, it's going to be...
That team is scary.
That's scary.
Did they have Montrezl Harrell back?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Because that's probably the reason why they're kind of in the lead right now, because that's their heart and soul of the team.
Exactly. But
they were having a hard time with the Mavericks.
They were having a hard... And then Porzingis got injured. See, hot take. If Porzingis doesn't get injured, we're not talking about this right now. We're talking about who's going to win, the Mavericks or the Lakers.
No, I don't think... Wait, they do? The Mavericks would have played against the Lakers?
The Mavericks played the Clippers.
Yeah, but
we're talking about
the Nuggets, right?
Yes, but the Mavericks running it just like the Clippers are.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be Mavs-Lakers Western Conference Finals.
What happened to Kristaps? Did he tore something? Or
he got injured, yeah. I don't remember what exactly happened, but I know he got injured and he got out.
I knew.
It was tough.
Luka is the face of the NBA at this point.
After
LeBron, I mean, not at this point, but after LeBron, they're going to make Luka.
What about KD? Zion? Ja Morant?
KD is too old. He's getting older.
KD is getting older. So the new face, I mean, Luka up there, but I gotta wait on what Zion does next season. I'm not riding Zion.
Zion is good, but
I don't foresee.
This is Luka's what, second, third year?
Second, yeah, I think sophomore season.
And he's playing like this.
And he's dropping 43
and a
buzzer beater to win the game. We didn't get to see Zion's true potential this season.
Mm-hmm.
That was my thing. But if Zion can stay healthy, it'll be between Zion and Luka. And He definitely needs to lose the weight.
He's muscle. Everybody calls him fat, but he's not fat. That man is big.
Straight muscle.
Muscle. But he needs to lose the muscle to kind of keep it where he's not hurting all the time. Imagine running he could probably run a 4.3, 4.4, 40 yard dash, but at 285 pounds.
Imagine how much stress that's putting on your knees, your back, your ankles.
No. Yeah, he's gonna be in world of trouble or world of pain. I mean, the person the only person that I could think of that could do that but not get hurt was LeBron when he was in Miami.
And Shaq. Shaq 7'2", 280, 300, yeah, running up and down the floor,
310 pounds,
dunking on people. Yeah. It don't.
But that was muscle. That was no fat.
Exactly.
That was no fat. But, I mean, if Zion gets skinnier, because he is too short to be 285, LeBron was 6'9 at 280 at Miami. But at that time, they were doing, at the Miami culture, they do the body fat percentages.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to be at a certain body fat percentage for him to keep
Playing that way.
Yeah, so like, you know, so 280 was his fittest where he was at.
For sure. But back to LA Clippers and LA Lakers, who gonna win that series?
Mm-hmm.
You never gave us your take though. You never gave us your take about Boston and Miami, who won in that series.
So I see the game going 7, of course. I see it going 7. Because them two teams just go back and forth. Now, the way that the Miami Heat is playing, they're 8-1 in the playoffs right now. And if they shut down the Pacers. The Pacers that everybody was talking about, like, oh yeah, this is going to go game 7. Completely just took out the Pacers, right? With Victor Oladipo. I mean, they didn't have Domantas Sabonis, but like, still. But
that's because everybody thought the Heat weren't as good as they are. Everybody underestimated the Heat.
They go to the Bucks, and then I said game 6, game shorter, game 5. You know, they won by an overtime. They had to really like push to win that game.
See,
with the Bucks. But
the one time Giannis decided, okay, I'm going to go guard Jimmy Butler, he lost the game single-handedly for the Bucks.
Yeah.
The one time he guarded Jimmy Butler the whole series, he lost the game for the Bucks.
And then we look at Boston. Boston, I'm trying to remember who was their first team that they faced off. It was the you don't even know your name? Huh?
I'm drawing a blank right now.
I am too, because that was a quick series too, I think. Oh, 76ers.
Without Ben.
I thought they put Ben at part. Oh yeah, Ben was hurt.
Yeah, Ben got hurt. But Ben, so did Joel. Didn't Joel get hurt at the end of near the end of the series?
I think.
So they played a hobbled 76ers team.
Ben Simmons, I don't think he's that good.
I mean,
he's like
Giannis. In my opinion,
he's like a Giannis.
Ben Simmons is a bust.
I can see that.
I know it sounds bad, but he's a bust. He can't shoot the 3 ball.
He can't. The thing about basketball is you got to adapt
to the game, to what's going on in the game today. Just like, he can't shoot the 3. Just like Giannis, he can't shoot the 3. Mm-hmm. He going down the court because he's bigger than other point guards. He's running down the court, layup, dunk.
Think about it. This is the shortest year, the shortest NBA season ever. Not shortest, but in height-wise. Average player is 6'6".
They got small ball Rockets.
You think? I mean, everybody's running small ball at this point. Exactly. But they have a center that could dribble. And they got a center that's athletic. So, like, you know, you got a center that got a 40-inch vertical at 6'9", and just grabbing rebounds and doing all that stuff, like Bam Adebayo and everything like that. But anyways, back to what I was going to say. 76ers, okay, yeah, they 4-0 of them. Of course, that's supposed to happen against the 76ers, because 76ers is mentally broken now at this point. And then you got and then they face off the Raptors with game 7.
And the Raptors, I'm not going to lie, the Raptors fumbled their bag in game 7.
They did. They could have won that one.
Fred VanVleet, that was the worst. If you listen to this, if you ever hear this, if we blow up and you ever hear this, Fred, that was the worst shot I have ever seen in NBA history. I would rather Shaq Diesel shoot the 3.
Oh, wow.
Then that shot you just shot. You airball? Come on now. There's other people on your team. Pass the ball around. Do something. Try to get a better shot. Don't dribble the clock out and shoot a 37-foot three. It's crazy. Norman Powell, a better shooter than you. Pass it to Norman Powell. Serge Ibaka, hey, the past couple games, he's been on fire from three.
Yeah.
Pass him the ball. There's so many options, and you just took it upon yourself to shoot that three, that air ball three. Come on.
But it went to game seven, and I think Miami could definitely beat Raptors if they would have played against them.
And see, they probably would have beat the Raptors in five, five or six.
But with the Celtics, I don't know. They couldn't contain Milwaukee at all. They couldn't figure out.
They can't figure out Giannis
when they were in the regular season.
Exactly.
But Miami Heat did. They were the only teams. Was it? They said that they were the only teams to be able to beat the Bucks two games in a row that they faced them off. So it's like, you know, you think about it, it's like okay, well, then we know. I kind of knew my answer when as soon as they're like Miami versus Celtics, and I was like, yeah, I know who that's going to win
because sure.
It's like.
And the Celtics are turning the ball over too much. Like, the Celtics turned the ball over so many times last night. Mm-hmm. I was watching the game. I had to cut the game off. Like, I was like, bro, this is trash basketball.
Yeah.
And I cut it back on in the fourth quarter just to see it got real close.
So I'm making this argument, like, kind of like this, my prediction, really long. But that's how I see it because, like, I need to know, like, okay, look, this is the teams that they faced off. How this team kind of compared to the Raptors. I know the Miami Heat team could definitely beat them in the playoffs. You got Jimmy Butler. This is playoff Jimmy Butler. You know what I'm saying? And a better team than he was in the Timberwolves and in the freaking Bulls.
It's okay. Takeover Jimmy Butler right now. Even this is
76ers. You could say that Jimmy Butler took 76ers into the freaking conference.
And he did.
Yeah.
And then Ben blew the bag for the whole 76ers team again.
But that defense though, against Kawhi.
True.
I remember seeing that live, bro. Oh my god, you don't understand how crazy I went, bro. What? But long explanation, I'm saying the Miami Heat is just gonna go in there. It could go to game seven. I'm being nice by saying game seven, but I would say it's probably a sweep.
A sweep? Hey, that's high. That's high. I don't know.
Because they're such a tough team. You didn't think that Miami Heat was going to beat the Bucks in
five. Hey, I didn't.
Five.
I wanted them to beat the Bucks in five or six, but in reality, I thought it was going to seven.
Yeah.
It went to five, and it should have only went to four, in my opinion. It should have been a sweep.
Shocked when they went 3-0 against the Bucks.
But, I mean, it's Jimmy. They figured it out in the regular playoffs. Not in the playoffs. In the regular season, they figured out how to play Giannis. And the Raptors laid the groundwork last playoffs on how to beat Giannis.
When they had Kawhi.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And now it's going to be small ball lineup versus small ball lineup, but with a very athletic center.
Yeah. And Mem Bam.
Except for, I think, they had Daniel Tice.
Hey, Daniel Tice fouled out last night.
He did.
And
just imagine what Bam.
Look at the Raptors center, Marc Gasol. He's old. He finna retire soon.
Just think about the speed and the quickness
of Bam blowing by Daniel Tice, and the backup center. I think Williams.
He's gonna make Daniel Tice play him in the perimeter, and he's just gonna give him one good crossover.
Easy bucket. Easy buck.
Mid-range.
Easy buck. So I'm going with Miami and Los Angeles Lakers in the finals. And I'm going with LA in six. LA in six. I want to say five, but I'm going with six.
It's gonna go to game seven. Well, I don't know, because like the last time Jimmy played against LeBron was Miami Heat LeBron, and that was when he was in the Bulls as a backup with Jimmy Butler. So we could say it could be different because I don't know. I really see the Miami Heat winning that one. My honest opinion, if Miami and LA Lakers goes to the finals, I see that as a Miami winning. Because think about it. And this is my reason. think about who's the Lakers matchups, right? You got who's their point guard? Rajon Rondo, right?
You got Rondo.
Who's their actual starting point guard?
Rondo? Now.
Okay.
Because he's back.
Danny Green, LeBron James, Anthony Davis. What is it? JaVale McGee or Dwight?
JaVale or Dwight?
Okay.
Or they got actually the starting lineup for the Rockets is Rondo, Danny Green, LeBron, AD, and Marcus Morris or Markieff Morris, whichever one.
So think about this. This is what I think. Okay, Rondo, Goran Dragic. Okay, that's a battle, no matter what.
Yes.
Great offensive, creative offensive player versus a gritty defensive player.
Okay. Rondo gonna win that. I feel like.
He can win that battle
because his.
But then you also got to think once they sub in Kendrick Nunn's coming in.
True. And then Kendrick Nunn comes in. Who's
a backup point guard? Alex Caruso. I don't think he's
gonna Caruso.
Guard. I don't think he can guard.
And KCP.
Yeah, I don't think he can guard. You know.
The Lakers should have kept. Hot take. The Lakers should have kept Lance Stephenson over KCP.
To be honest.
And they if the Lakers would play J.R. Smith and Deion Waiters a little more, they could get KCP out of there and Caruso out of there a little more and maybe give LeBron a better rest.
Yeah.
Like, it's looking to me like they're trying to have a rotation like the Rockets have. Mm-hmm. 8-9 people mm-hmm. at max. Because this season, yeah, I haven't really seen Dwight or JaVale McGee play.
Yeah.
In this series. It's crazy.
62-51 halftime Lakers winning. So that just happened.
So like I said, the Lakers finna win. They finna go. They finna.
But I see the matchups. Okay. All right, look. Small forward is Jimmy Butler. LeBron James and Jimmy Butler, that's a great matchup no matter what. Them two is gonna go butt heads every single time.
And Jimmy Butler gonna take that challenge. That's why I like Jimmy Butler as a player.
He's not scared.
He's not backing down from nothing. He's taking that challenge of guarding LeBron James.
And he guarded him when he was started in the league. And they're like, hey, you got to guard LeBron.
And he was like, cool. I got him.
Yeah. and then you got shooting guard, which I don't know who's going to be starting at shooting guard for Miami Heat. It could be Duncan Robinson or it could be Tyler.
I'm thinking it's Hero. Against the Lake Show, it's going to be Hero.
But think about Danny Green facing off Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero is actually an underrated defender, by the way.
For sure.
Because he's in the Miami Heat team. But he can still play defense no matter what. Because everybody else is playing defense. He's going to have to play defense. So they got Danny Green, right? Tyler Hero is winning against Danny Green.
And Danny Green has been fumbling the bag these past.
He doesn't look like when he was in the Raptors.
He doesn't look like Raptor. He don't look like Spurs. He looks like he's horrible at shooting threes this series. It's aggravating.
Watch the finals. Every time they leave Danny Green wide open, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, that's a
cash.
Play. But now it's like.
You can't shoot no more?
What?
Right? You can't shoot the ball no more? When Rondo makes more threes than you in a game, you should go to the gym and shoot a million shots until the next game.
So point guard, Rondo, because, that man's gritty on defense.
And his IQ is up IQ there.
You got Goran Dragic, too. His IQ is high on offense.
But Rondo's like a Chris Paul. Rondo can slow down the game, speed it up, and he can facilitate while LeBron gets rest. The whole series, I'm talking about the Heat and the Lakers, the whole series is going to be dependent on the rest that LeBron can get.
Mm-hmm. So then, and then small forward, LeBron, Jimmy. Power forward is going to be Jay Crowder versus
Anthony Davis. Come on.
Now, don't hate on the matchup now.
I'm not hating on the matchup. AD got that.
Because Jay Crowder guarded Giannis the whole entire time.
This is true. Jay Crowder did guard Giannis.
And Adebayo was guarding Giannis the whole entire
time. AD can shoot that thing.
Oh, yeah, no.
AD shooting that thing.
That's the thing that you got to be careful. But the question is AD going to be able to perform at his highest peak in the finals? Remember, that he's never been in the finals.
He's never been, but neither have any of the Heat players.
Yeah, except for Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, Andre, but he doesn't get in the game. I haven't seen him in the game enough to be like, well, Iggy's going to be.
He comes in. For Jimmy, or he sometimes go in for a point guard. because sometimes they don't start Kendrick Nunn. They don't put him in a rotation.
True, true,
they play
true.
Andre Iguodala in the point guard position. Now he's got. Now you see this 6'7", 6'6", small forward guard and a freaking point guard. Old as hell.
And his defense, still good. His defense still good.
But, and then you got that. And then, of course, I mean, either Tyler Hero or Duncan Robinson, which you know that whoever's open
is draining it. The depth of the Miami Heat is crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that's the only reason why the Miami Heat is going to win the finals is because of that depth.
That depth, yes. The depth is crazy good. But you also got to think. If your depth is that good, but who's going to stop LeBron from dropping 40?
No, no one's going to stop.
Who's going to stop AD from dropping 30?
Yeah, that's 70 points right there.
That's 70 right there off rip.
But.
And who gonna stop, you know what I'm saying, LeBron dropping 40, and then he go to the rack and kick it out. Danny Green open. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that Danny Green has not been, he hasn't been impressing me. He's been underperforming, mm-hmm. and I know that. Right. But. You still got to respect. He got that shot.
He got it in there.
His shot not automatic no more, but it's still up there. Just like you had to respect Ray Allen in 2012.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, the depth is crazy because, you think about it, if they put in Kyle Kuzma is getting run over.
Kuz is a bust.
My honest opinion. If he's going to go face off, Jay Crowder is going to make sure that he's there.
Yeah, know? Word to my dog, Cam. Kuz is a bust.
Kendrick Nunn, when he's playing against Carlos Caruso, he's going to make sure he's there.
What's Caruso? Hey, Caruso, he's all right.
Mm-hmm.
He's like Joakim Noah. He hustles. You know what you're going to get from Caruso every night. You're going to get about six.
He gets a donkey, just kind of pumps up the team.
Exactly. You're going to get right, you're going to get about 6 points from Caruso. You're going to get a couple steals, maybe one, two blocks, 30 minutes. That's what you're going to get from Caruso. Mm-hmm. But that's consistent. Mm-hmm. I'd rather Caruso be super consistent with the same numbers every night.
Than look like James Harden every day.
Then one game drop 50 and then don't drop nothing the rest of the series.
Go for 2 for 18 at the
3-point. James Harden, words to my boy.
Throwing slugs at this point.
Hey, James Harden.
I'm a true Rockets fan. But
James Harden about to sell the bag again.
I don't even think he's doing well right now. Hold up.
In the regular season, they beat the Lakers.
He has 19 points at halftime. LeBron has 19. But Harden has 19 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. James has 19.6 rebounds, 5 assists.
But what is James Harden's stat line? I want to know how many shots he shot. Let
me see. All I know is that I'm also watching the – I'm looking at the Longhorns game, too, and I'm pretty stoked that the Longhorns are winning right now against an not that great of a team of he's shooting 7 for 11, but he's 2 for 5 and 3 for 3.
Okay. I mean, 7 for 11 is okay.
Russell Westbrook is shooting 3 for 8, and P.J. Tucker 1 for 5, Robert Covington 2 for 5, Warren 2 for 4. One that's hitting right now is Ben McLemore. He's 3 for 4 at 3-point line. And then Jeff Green 1 for 4. Austin Rivers 1 for 4. See, bro, we have Luke Mbah. I can't even say.
Mbah Mute.
Bro, what? Damari Carroll. Bro, what? And they have that.
Exactly. That makes me so. That's what I'm saying. They have other players that they can rotate in.
Yeah.
But they want to continue to play that 7-8-man rotation every game. It's not going to win a championship. No. They're never going to win if they keep doing that.
Or especially if they have Mike D'Antoni as their
coach. Especially if they have Mike D'Antoni as their coach.
Y'all with Billy Donovan. Y'all had Russell Westbrook. Y'all had a good squad.
Russell Westbrook, Melo, PG.
Y'all had KD and James Harden. Y'all could win the finals.
Now, when we had KD, James Harden, and Russell, we played against the Miami Heat. LeBron, we played against LeBron.
But think about it, y'all had a 3-1 lead against the Golden State Warriors with KD and Russell Westbrook.
We're not thinking about that, okay? We're thinking about when the Warriors boofed a 3-1 lead against the Cavs, okay? That's the only 3-1 lead I can remember.
But for me, that to see the Miami Heat winning against the Lakers in the finals is that the depth is going to definitely beat them.
The depth is going to give them a challenge, but you got to think about it. It's LeBron. Just like every series that we've seen, LeBron lost the first game.
Yeah.
Saw what he had to do in order to beat that team, and he won four straight after everybody said that he was about to get swept by.
I can't believe the Rockets fans were like, oh my God, we got the first game. We're going to about to whoop butt. And I'm like, no.
Goodness.
Shut up. It's just one game.
They lost to who again in the first round? The first game? I don't even remember who they played. It was that bad.
Oh, the Lakers?
Yes.
Portland.
Dollar Dame. That's how bad it was. I forgot Dollar Dame even made the playoffs. They won the first game and lost four straight. LeBron, that first game, he takes that first game, relaxes.
Oh, no. We have a highlight. It said Caruso swats Harden off the glass. Okay. As now, PETA is standing now for the podcast. But we're going to go ahead and finish this up and everything like that. My reasonings is that Miami's just going to be too much for the Lakers. And from the six man down, that's what's going to happen. That's what the Miami Heat, they're going to break him down from the bench. That's what he's rising.
And see, the biggest upset will be bench points. That's going to be the biggest deciding factor of the series, bench points. Because we all know Miami's depth is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But if we could get the Lakers to play J.R. Smith and Deion Waiters, and they would get some more bench points. They'll get some more rest for LeBron. They'll get, so their depth would increase because JR and Deion are in the game.
Yeah.
If we can get that to happen, the bench points will even out a little bit. And our starters are definitely better than Miami starters.
Yeah, no, so, of course. But the thing is also that they're in the system. And, I mean, of course, and Jimmy Butler. Think about it, if Jimmy Butler or if the Heat team keeps doing eight players with double-digit points, especially against the Lakers, you know how crazy? You know the Heat is going to win the game if they have eight players getting a double-digit point, right?
That's not – I mean, not necessarily. Like, you would assume if they got eight players in double digits, that's a dub. But on the other side of the ball is LeBron James. Like, and Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. And they're going to play big. They're going to play Dwight in the finals. They're going to play JaVale in the finals. So, their depth is just getting bigger. Like, right now, their depth is 7-8 players. But in the finals, they're going to play more people.
Hopefully.
If Frank Vogel acts right, then they'll play more people. Yeah. But if it's just going to depend. If the Lakers don't play more people in their rotation, Miami got it.
Yeah.
But if they play more people in their rotation, Lake Show and Six.
That's what I'm assuming at this point. Because that's the reason why I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, okay, if the Lakers are doing this through the Western Conference Finals, right, what do you think they're going to do to the Eastern teams? They go face off Boston, or they go face off Miami, which I'm thinking is Miami going all the way. But if they go face off Boston, and they go, let's play eight players today. Seven players. No.
If they face off, what? If they face off Boston, Lake Show and Foe.
Oh.
It's a sweep if they play Boston. But if they play the Heat.
But, I see what you mean by Boston. They're not going to be, like, as good as the Miami Heat. But you get what I'm saying, right? It's like, you know, if you have an eight rotation against the Miami Heat, the Miami Heat is going to run you to death. They're all well conditioned.
But they're not that good. They're not good enough to be able to play six and seven players and win a championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
Miami Heat strapped up. It's crazy. But the Lakers are like the Rockets. If they don't play more than 7-8 people, they're not going to win the championship. You gotta play your bench players.
It doesn't. The guy's gonna be tired.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if AD and Dwight play the whole game.
Because I know Bam Adebayo is gonna give you a good 30 minutes. I know.
Bam is gonna give you 35 minutes a game.
Yeah. I know they're gonna give you a good 30, 40, 5 minutes. Miami in general, because I mean, you look at Tyler Hero, he's gonna give you a good 20 minutes.
What Tyler gonna give you a quality 20 minutes? He might give you a decent 15 after that. You never know what you're gonna get.
Maybe they let him facilitate a little bit like he did in the last.
They might. You never know.
Whatever they want, like you know, that's what like, I'm saying. Like Andre Iguodala, you know he's gonna give you quality time when he's getting.
I mean, Andre gonna give you a quality 7-8 minutes, but hey, that's good enough. I mean, that's still 7-8 minutes quality off the bench.
Which I think they're going to change their gameplay.
Because KCP, he's going to give you 35 minutes, 0.0 rebounds, yeah. 0 assists. He's going to be out there running cardio.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I know. And I mean, if Rajon Rondo get what he did against the Rockets, shoot 3-for-5 at the freaking three-point line. Oh, yeah.
Team me up.
That's something else. But You don't know if you're gonna have Rajon Rondo gonna shoot that again.
He's not gonna do that again. No. I'm just gonna be honest. He's not doing that again. He can't. I hope he do. I want the Lakers to win. So Kyle Kuzma gonna have to click. Mm-hmm. He's gonna have to find his niche.
Somebody else, they gotta find that third person that's gonna have to
That's gonna have to compete. Like
before, I thought it was Danny Green.
Danny Green, I thought it was going to be Danny because LeBron cutting, AD in the paint, kicking it out to Danny, that's easy bucks. But the last couple of series, easy bucks have not been so easy for Danny Green. Wide open threes are turning into wide open bricks. He building houses out there. It's crazy.
Everybody was hoping that, hoping Kyle Kuzma was going to be that third person.
Yo.
Everybody hoped that, you know, Avery Bradley was the one that's missing in y'all's team. You know that, right? That was y'all's third guy right there. That was that guy that was guarding elite guard.
And see, Avery Bradley said we didn't need him. That's crazy. That's tough. Kuzma's a bust. We needed Avery Bradley. But, I mean, we got Rondo still. I feel like we're going to be all right. Lake Show, 6 or 7.
That's pretty much it. That's all we can think of. We can talk about
today. It's over. That's all we need to talk about basketball wise. All
right. So we're about to end this. Got any shout outs or anything like that for yourself or anything like that before we go?
No, I don't got no shout outs, man. Just I hope to be back on the show, man. All
right. Just make sure you follow Lot House on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Our Twitter is at @loud_podcast. And then also, you know, of course, everything else, Loud House Podcast, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, everything. And so, and you know, make sure y'all go check us out at Spotify as well. And then you also got the Google Podcast and especially the Apple Podcast that we're doing today. So, thank you for being here, Peter.
For sure.
Hopefully we have this conversation again. I'm signing out.
I'm gonna be back after the finals. We're gonna talk about it. Oh. I'm gonna be back.
All right, man. I'll see y'all later.